There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Listen to radio program on the Northern Plains, which means one thing. We are blessed. Thank you, folks, for tuning in wherever you are. 550 AM, Voice of the Northern Plains, KFYR. AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead. Western Minnesota, Eastern North Dakota, KTGO, 1090 Radio, Tioga, Stanley, Ray. Minot to Williston and Watford City and on up to Crosby and Canada and Montana. And of course, 1460 KLTC and Dickinson covering southwest North Dakota as well, or anywhere on the globe at iHeartRadio. Download that app or listen online. We'd love to have you listening however you listen on what's on your mind. My name is Scott Hinnon. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here as well, and we are cranking up another hour of the program. Thanks for all the calls last hour. We're going to start this hour with an interview with Bishop David Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese on the decision Friday of the Supreme Court. And then take some more calls on any and all issues coming up after the bottom of the hour. Bishop Kagan, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you, sir? I guess I have to lock the bishop in here. He doesn't own the VIP line. Bishop Kagan, can you hear me?
Now I can, yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Thanks for being back with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, Scott.
I want to begin with your reaction to the decision that I guess I wasn't surprised. I don't know if you were surprised, but we sort of saw this coming. But some are calling this as bad as Roe versus Wade. Do you agree with that?
Well, my reaction was yours. I'm certainly profoundly disappointed, but in no way am I surprised. The courts, at least at the federal level, have been usurping the rights of the other branches of government, especially their decisions don't interpret laws. They just make new laws according to whatever their particular ideology is. So, no, I'm not surprised by the Supreme Court's decision. And I think I would be even more disappointed if it were a unanimous decision, but I mean it's the barest of margins. And while Roe v. Wade just gives legal sanction to the murder of innocent children, I wouldn't put this as its equal. But the effects of it will have the same morally and ethically deadening effect on the American citizenry as Roe v. Wade has had. You can't go from recognizing the murder of an innocent as a heinous crime, and certainly for us a mortal sin, to saying, well, it's okay now, and not expect to have terrible things result from that, which we've seen over the last 40-plus years. The violence of children against other children, adults against children, the brutalizing in such terrible ways of women. As I say, you can't equate the two decisions yet, but the effects will have the same morally destructive impact on our culture, unless, of course, every person of goodwill and just, you know, common sense resists the great temptation to say, oh, well, what can I do? It's settled now. Let's get on with life, and kind of cast a blind eye to the not so subtle ploy to destroy what really is the foundation stone, of, not just of our culture, but of the common good of people, and that is real marriage, one man and one woman married to each other for as long as they live, and from which children can be and should be born, which only serves the good of everyone.
There seems to be a fair amount of confusion about what the church teaches about same-sex attraction, and you just touched on what you believe marriage to be, but that doesn't mean that the church hates gays, as I understand it. But
no.
some people suggest that. Can you clear that up for us? Are gays welcome in the Catholic Church?
The church has always taught and literally demanded, at least of Catholics, which she can demand of, that we do not harbor any ill will or evil against any person, whatever that person's orientation, sexually or otherwise, may be. Every person is born with that intrinsic dignity that God gives. The state doesn't give us our human dignity. That's part and parcel of who each of us is as a man or woman. And the church has always and has never wavered in its condemnation of anyone who in any way, shape, or form speaks or acts in such a way as to denigrate that intrinsic human dignity each of us has. The church, however, has never approved of and condemns any sex activity that takes place out of the context, outside the context of a true marriage. The church doesn't discriminate between homosexual or heterosexual sex activity. There is only one forum, so to speak, for the proper use of one's sexual faculty, and that's within the context of the marriage of a one man and one woman. The church doesn't approve of adultery on the part of men or women. The church doesn't approve of any kind of fornicatory activity by single people with whomever they may be in, be associated with. So, I mean, the church has always made the clear and sensible distinction between one's sexual orientation. No one can be condemned for that or discriminated against because of that. But the church distinguishes that from how you act on that.
If you follow polls and politics, it's clear that opinions are changing on this issue. Some say, well, you know, at one time women couldn't vote, or one time, you know, it was okay to own a slave. You know, I think some people just expect the church to change.
One's right to vote. There are people in the United States today who don't have the right to vote. Doesn't say they, some political and politicians don't want them to. So, I mean, having the right to vote or owning slavery, that's kind of a straw man. That's not a legitimate argument. Whether one votes or not, you know, as citizens, we have the right to vote. It doesn't mean we exercise that right to vote. This is something that is quantitatively and qualitatively and substantially different from those rights which the state legitimately can extend to people. Who marries whom for the common good can be governed by the state. But to say that the state has the right and the obligation to define what marriage itself is, that's not the state's capacity. That's not the competence of any five judges. It's not the competence of any president of the United States. It's not the competence of anyone. That's built into the fabric of who each of us is as a person.
About a minute left, so quick answer on this, and we'll pick up on the other side of the break. But what does this mean for the church here in North Dakota?
Well, I speaking for the Diocese of Bismarck, and I would doubt Bishop Volda would disagree, we aren't changing our beliefs, nor are we going to change our practice. For the Catholic Church, there is but one true form of marriage, and that's one man and one woman, and that's what the Church not just teaches but lives, and we're going to continue to do that in spite of, you know, when I die, I don't have to answer to Judge Anthony Kennedy. I have to stand before Jesus Christ, who is the just judge of us all, and give an accounting for what I've done and failed to do. So I don't particularly care what five judges on the Supreme Court have seemed to feel qualified to rewrite perhaps 4,000 or 5,000 years of history and common practice when it
hold that thought
marriage.
If you would, we'll talk about more of this on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just $4. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's the most important thing when it comes to energy? In other words, electricity. Cooling the home this time of year. Heating the home in the winter. Flipping the lights on. Dependability, wouldn't it be? I mean, you want to know it's there, right? That's first and foremost. And then affordability. And guess what? We have both. You know why we have both? Coal. Simple reason. Coal. One word. Coal. And right now there's an attack on coal like you can't believe. From a regulatory standpoint, from a environmental standpoint, the activists without they want to get to a utopia that is not possible, and they want to do that by eliminating coal as one of the resources we need. Well, the sensible way to do this is to say we need it all. We need all of the above energy sources. And to find out more about this, there's a great website called SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org, so important to those of us in North Dakota, and for that matter, Minnesota, because Minnesota, most of your energy comes from North Dakota. One of the reasons it's affordable, that new CNBC list has you at number one, is because of the affordability of your electricity. And that comes thanks to North Dakota. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. More of our conversation now with our guest, Bishop David Kagan, who leads the Bismarck, the Diocese of Bismarck of the Catholic Church. That's about 60-some-odd thousand Catholics, 23 counties, and mostly western North Dakota. So we touched earlier on opinions changing and saying it won't change much for the Catholic Church and it won't change much for you, Bishop Kagan. What does this mean for religious freedom? Will the Church be sued to hold gay marriages? Will there be legal battles? What do you expect in that regard?
Well, the majority opinion didn't do much to assuage anybody's misgivings about what may happen in the future. But, you know, come what may, the Catholic Church will not cave into this this agenda. If people need to sue us, I guess you can be sued for virtually anything, but we will fight that. We will take it all the way back to the Supreme Court if we have to, because we cannot be forced, at least I think that part of the First Amendment is still in force. I hope it is. We cannot be forced to act contrary to what our conscientious religious beliefs are. That's a guarantee that the state, at least the government, still has to keep. I think we still have a government that realizes that. But I've already advised our priests, we will continue to do what we have been doing. We will not participate in any way, shape, or form in any of these so-called gay marriages. It's just contrary to what we believe and what we do. It's nothing against the persons. They can certainly go somewhere else where somebody else might witness this, but we can't do that. It's not a matter of we don't want to do it, which we don't, but we can't do it. That's what's the overriding principle involved.
Why can't we change the definition of marriage?
Well, that's because we didn't create the definition of marriage, nor did the Supreme Court. That's one of the obvious tragedies of what they did with that decision. At least the five, it's not within their purview to redefine marriage, and that's not anywhere found in the Constitution of the United States that the United States or its branches of government have the ability to define or redefine what marriage is. That is far beyond any individual political or governmental group.
You must have visitors. It sounds like your constant companion there is a little riled up there, isn't
he? Well, yeah, someone's walking by the chancery, so he's a border collie. He has to protect his property.
Everybody in the house gets fired up about this, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love it. So how did we get here? We had somebody call last hour and say, you know, if you turn back the clock 100 years to 1915 and now look at what we're dealing with here, it is so different that what is acceptable today versus what was acceptable just 100 years ago. As a culture, where did we go wrong, Bishop?
Well, I think, you know, I guess my opinion is as good as anybody's, maybe. I don't know. But it seems to me, and I'm somewhat of an amateur student of history. I always enjoyed U.S. history in particular, but there has been a growing progressivism which, you know, there are some good points to that. But it has been, over the course of time, politicized and absolutized to the point that there is only the progressive view that we really need somebody else to think for us, and if we need somebody else to think for us, then therefore we really need somebody else to act for us. And that's really not the principles our great country was founded on. I think it's just there's been an attempt to, in a certain sense, anesthetize the national conscience so that government can take over and live our lives for us.
We only have about a minute left here, but I do want to get a chance to address people that are just flat out distraught over this and ask if you have any advice, because, I mean, what do we as Christians who believe marriage is between a man and a woman, what do we do now?
We keep living the true belief, just live the truth of what real marriage is. And I'm as upset as anybody else, but I have far greater confidence, I think, in the American people than our government does, that the truth always wins. It's a struggle, to be sure, but let's just look, for instance, we can take heart from the utterly evil decision of Roe v. Wade. Look at how that over these last 40-plus years has changed. You know, far and away, we never thought this could happen in the United States, but it did. Too bad. We never thought the United States would attempt to redefine what a real marriage is when just common sense tells you there's only one kind of real marriage. Well, I'm not losing heart. I'm not even losing hope. The truth is going to win out, and it's up to us, every person of goodwill and common sense, just keep speaking and living what the truth really is.
Great advice. Great advice.
You know, it sounds simplistic, but that's what is going to work. People just aren't going to buy this. You know, it's just it's contrary to what we know to
common
be true.
Common sense, yeah. Our best to you and Dash, by the way. Good to hear from Dash as well.
Scott.
You bet. Good to talk to you.
God bless you. Thanks.
And you take care. Bishop David Kagan, our guest. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Straight ahead.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's products powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Yeah, exactly. Why can't we? Everybody's my. I have two kinds of people in this world, Todd.
What's that?
I look at everybody in one of two categories. Friends in one category, right?
Right.
And potential friends.
Well, there you go.
That's sort of just a simple little rule I have.
That's healthy. Nothing wrong with that.
In life. So, even people I might vehemently disagree with, I'm going to consider them a potential friend, still, be civil and have a conversation and try and that's a, interestingly enough, that's, on this particular topic, probably a good idea, because people feel very strongly about it, one way or another. And, you know what? That's good, actually, because it's what America's all about. Believing something. And standing up for it. So, and I might add, talk radio is a great place to talk about it. So, we welcome you, whatever your beliefs, whatever your views here on this program, to share them and talk with others. And, you can sometimes persuade people, Bishop Kagan is a very persuasive individual. He says very interesting things in that whole debate. And I think, quite honestly, the Catholic Church gets a bad rap. For being this sort of judgmental, oh, you bad boy, you bad. Just has a firm set of teachings. It's trying to teach us, right? And those of us that are Catholic, and provide a sort of moral road, right? Also believes you have freedoms to just do whatever the heck you want to do. It's America, after all. You can do whatever the heck you want to. That's their beliefs. So I thought he did a good job of sharing the beliefs and why they believe what they believe on this topic that has many people revved up.
I like his co-host that he had there.
Dash is a hoot. I've met Dash before, actually. Because
I didn't know a dog could get fired up about it.
I had a meeting one time with the bishop. He was coming up to Tioga to do an event at NASA Consulting, and we were doing a little planning for a little roundtable there. So I was there to meet with him and his communications director, and I actually came in the wrong door. I came in the front door that's off of, what street is the cathedral on? Raymond, I guess, right? So I was coming in off Raymond, and you actually go in the back. But anyway, if you go up to the door off of Raymond there, then Dash greets you. Dash, like, who's this dummy that's coming up the wrong door, for crying out loud? So that's how I first met Dash. Dash, is, as you can hear, got a healthy bark about him.
Yeah.
By the way, we need to congratulate our bacon winners. Way to go, way to go, way to go. Bacon winners. Lori Lang in Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. One lucky winner. Cheryl Fleck, Bismarck, North Dakota. One lucky winner. Raynette Sedera. I'm going to say that right, S-Z-U-D-E-R-A, Suze Sedera, from Beach, North Dakota, and Clark Stevens from Glenburn, North Dakota, were the lucky winners of the bacon. One of those was on Facebook. I think Lori was listening out at Pelican Rapids and rushed to Facebook to like our page there. And so it's on the way. They FedEx that out for you, so be looking on your doorstep for it, for that four-pack. You get a little of the applewood, you get a little bit of the pepper bacon, you get the, what am I forgetting? Oh, the thick cut is one of them.
Yeah.
There's like four different varieties.
Thick cut.
Really good. Speaking of Minnesota, let's go to John in Halstead, Minnesota. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, good morning. I think this conversation has gone to the hogs and the dogs. Anyway, I'm not trying.
Oh, that's pretty funny. I just got that now.
I know, it took me a second, too. I'm like, okay, yeah, all right.
I waited 30 minutes to get that in.
You did? Oh, well, you did a good job.
I was guaranteed a one-minute wait, and it got to be 30. Anyway, on the marriage question, I'm not trying to incite anything, but the church does not create a marriage. The judge doesn't, nor does Las Vegas. They are witnesses in every instance. The marriage is between the two individuals, and the forum for that is a witness, and that keeps our society straight on a lot of issues. It enforces the beliefs that those enter in church marriages or wherever it is, and that's the foundation of the whole discussion, is the freedom of the individuals, and that the conditions around it make the conversation and the behavior and all that goes into the court or wherever it happens, that's where the discussions get into the weeds. But in every case, every instance, the marriage is between two individuals. And the outside parties are witnesses to that. All right, that's my comment for today, and I hope I don't make the conversation any more complex, but that's the reality.
So is your point, as long as the marriage is between two individuals, it doesn't matter what their gender is? Is that what your point is?
I'm not trying to incite anything.
No, I'm just asking.
If you want to take a...
I wasn't going to riot. I was just curious of your what you were getting at.
If you want to take the pentathlon guy, I think he's trying to get a bisexual thing where he can make the marriage between his two identities, even though I mean Jenner. And
he wants to marry himself.
He doesn't have a female hormone in his body, but that's another question.
On another show, as we like to say around here. Yeah.
Yeah.
But is that what you're saying, John? Is you're saying?
No, I'm saying that wherever your belief is, wherever you're standing is, wherever you're going.
See, this whole fight is over a definition. Okay, so in other words, if two individuals of the same sex choose to be in a relationship, I am going to, as a Christian, believe that that is wrong and not the teaching of the Bible. But I'm going to say, you know what? It's America, and you've made that choice. Okay, and I'll tell you why I believe what I believe if you want to hear it. But I'm not going to sit there and condemn you and act like I'm the arbiter. Right, but it's not marriage, because marriage, as the bishop said, thousands of years definition says that's how families happen. That's the procreation part. So that's why, to me, two individuals isn't defining a marriage accurately. It's one man, one woman.
You can get. I'm staying out of those weeds. I'm a more strict believer than you are, and I'm an RC.
All right.
I'm not getting into those weeds, but I'm saying that the laws, the rules, the conditions, whether it's Catholic Church, it's the state, or wherever it is, those conditions are flexible. And what the church is teaching about marriage has changed over the years. But the one thing that isn't is that that's between the two individuals, and the church is a witness.
All right. Has
all kinds of conditions that say, if you want to participate here, you do this and that, and that you get into the matter of faith. And that's
okay, John. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's go, Jeff in Jamestown. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
What is your problem with all this? Why does this bother you? Are they making gay couples live at your house or what?
What's the problem here?
Well, I don't know if you're talking about me specifically or others that have called about this, but...
Yeah, about you specifically. You're so anti this. How does this decision affect you? It doesn't affect me any. It really has... I don't care either way. Let them have
well,
that right.
Let's,
what's the big
Let's go down the list. For one, set aside the decision's main challenge, which was, you know, to set aside the whole gay marriage thing. What about the fact that in the case of North Dakota, we've had a law on the books that says marriage is between one man and one woman. Our legislature has voted that way. The individuals in the state have voted, and the five people in robes said, up yours. So that start there, Jeff. That doesn't bother you?
Why am I using my attitude to affect somebody else's lives that have nothing to do with me? It's a fascist, isn't it?
No, I think that's a little naive to think, oh, courts can just do whatever and it'll never affect me. Just go ahead, courts, do whatever you want. I'll know. And the regular person you just wake up and say, wait a minute here. What about what I want? I mean, this is to me about the founding fathers, and the 10th Amendment is as much about anything. I mean, I would make an argument about the Constitution and our government as strongly as I would about my Christian belief of what I believe is marriage, and that is between one man and one woman. But a majority of North Dakotans have viewed that for a long time, and a Supreme Court just went stick it.
North Dakotans can still have that opinion for themselves if they want it. It's not making anybody do anything else they don't want to do. This is for people on make their own decision. I don't understand this. It's immaterial to me what these people do.
Well, I'll give you an example. Here's another one, and we touched on this with Bishop Kagan. All right? I happen to be Catholic, so I'll just use the example of my church. Right now, the church teaches that marriage is between one man and one woman. As a result of this ruling, I guarantee you there will be legal challenges saying, you can't do that anymore, Catholic Church. If, two gay Catholics come to you and want to get married, you better marry them or else. You're okay with that? That just affected me. That affected
well,
my
church.
Well,
you know what? Okay. There's a good example you have. I'm not a Catholic. I don't even go to church. I have no religion affiliate. That's the last guy you want to tell me about anything when their own house is so in disarray at the Vatican over all the scandal they've got. That's the wrong guy to tell me about this.
Well, again, that's a perfect argument for somebody that would want to disregard what the church is teaching. But really, when you look do you want to pick one? Tell me what you say when their own house is in disarray. Give me an example. What would that be?
There's sex abuse scandals that go right to the top of the Vatican, cover up, you have it. That's the most horrendous thing I've ever seen.
Well, I mean, I don't know that anything in the history of religion has been investigated to the extent that has. And while you are right, a number of priests did offend and have been dealt with, and there have been payouts, and there have been all kinds of retribution for that, as there should be. But it doesn't render what the church teaches wrong. You have human beings who succumb to evil. That happens every day. That doesn't mean the church's teaching is wrong.
I can't believe that Jesus would shun these people and abuse them the way the media is currently. It's unbelievable.
The media is shunning and abusing gay people? I don't see much of that at all. I see the quite opposite.
No, in this decision, this decision is horrible and it's a steady stream of that. I don't like it.
I don't see that at all. I actually see a fair amount of favorable coverage towards the decision.
He who is without sin may cast the first stone, may be part of his point.
Doug in Newtown, Mark and Bismarck, when we come back, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better by connecting our cornfields in North Dakota with our oil fields in North Dakota. And now their corporate headquarters are in West Fargo, North Dakota, the fastest growing city in North Dakota. Move them over from Minnesota for a better business climate. How about that? Welcome PetroServe USA's corporate headquarters to North Dakota. And of course, there's a PetroServe USA near you from Bismarck, Mandan in the west, all the way down I-94. Stop and see them in Valley City, in Castleton, two locations to serve you up in Arthur. They're down in Wahpeton. They're in Bemidji. They're in Grafton now, and, of course, all throughout the Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo metro area as well, even Dilworth. PetroServe USA. Stop in. Have the 4-for-4 special like I do. That's four items, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, two cookies, four items for $4. It's a great deal. I have it once a week at least, and you'll love it. At a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America fuel better.
All loans subject to one debt score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Remembers the Dodge Dart. Gotta love it. A Dodge Dart. Those were beauties. Steve Stanton down in Watertown. You'll find him at Heedalls. He first worked on a 1970 Dart with it was a 344 speed car. And he wishes he had it today. His first car was actually an 81 Z28 with a 4-speed. His dad worked on cars, did a lot of tinkering, so the first one he worked on was that 70 Dart. Pretty cool. A lot of the folks at Heedalls, they're car folks. That's right. Just like their customers. That's right. They're working on them, sometimes racing here and there, sometimes, throwing a wrench on one every now and then. It's pretty cool. And Steve and the crew down at Watertown, he was telling me they love their customers. A lot of folks come in there in the morning, grab a cup of coffee and BS a bit before they head out for the day. Of course, their first stop when they need auto parts, right there at Heedalls. And, he just said the attitude is really great. Folks been there a long time. They, have about everything you need. And customers know that, hey, it's the same folks when they come in there and they take good care of them. And in addition to working on some cars, Steve was telling me he really likes the technology. And we were actually talking about the new Charger Hellcat.
Dodge that came out with that 60 supercharger in it, like 700 horsepower. And he was up to speed on that, too. So these are the kind of folks you find at a Heat All's location near you. There are locations, and Steve, by the way, works at the Watertown Heat All's location. So if you're looking for parts, stop and see Steve. Say hi. Ask him about that 70 Dart or the 81 Z 28 as well, and tell him Scott sent you. Texter made this point. Society is built, and by the way, Heat All's has locations in South Dakota, as I mentioned. They're also in Minnesota. They're in Montana, of course, all throughout North Dakota as well. Heat All's has it. Tell them Scott sent you. Back to our conversation here at 800-228-0550 in our final segment on a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Texter says, society is built upon healthy marriages. When we redefine marriage, we redefine society. All right. Insightful point. All right. Who's next here? Let's go to Grand Forks. Debbie, what's on your mind?
Hi. Yes. I was listening to that caller saying that this homosexual marriage is not going to affect us. Well, if you have kids or grandkids, that they are going to be telling these kids that homosexual marriage is okay, two moms, two dads, it's all okay. And now the Supreme Court has given them language to say, hey, yeah, this is good. And then the like what we've seen with the florist and the baker and the photographer, you don't want to participate in a homosexual marriage or bake a cake or do the flowers or do the photography, you're going to be sued. And like in Canada, where they're telling pastors, no, you can't discuss parts of the Bible with your congregation. So, yes, it is going to affect us.
Yeah, the First Amendment and the Tenth Amendment took a hit here. You're absolutely right. And I think the religious freedoms, folks, is another thing you need to watch very closely here. And again, if someone feels strongly about this based on their beliefs, the government shouldn't be able to go in and say, nope, you can't do that. And so there's another worry. There's something else that certainly affects you. So all good points, Debbie. Appreciate the call. Mark and Bismarck, what's your take?
Another way that gay marriage affects us is if we're a taxpayer, I think that, say, a guy gets married to another guy, isn't he going to receive his military benefits when that fella dies? Are the same with Social Security or a government employee retires?
I don't know. Yeah, good question. I don't know now what will change. I've long thought, by the way, that was a way to solve this issue rather than redefining marriage through civil unions. Because to me, visitation or benefits, in other words, if I say I'm married to that person and I want that person to share in my health insurance plan or this is America. You know, you should be able to do that. I don't think that's a...
Well, no, because they can filing jointly now, pay less taxes, which the rest of us will have to make up for. Right?
Say that one more time.
Well, okay, now they can filing jointly, which means they'll pay less taxes.
Right, so you're saying the effect on others will be less in the coffers because they get a break because of it's now marriage?
Yes, they're getting a break and I'll have to pay more.
Yeah. I guess that'd be one way. Yeah. Doug in Newtown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, guys. A couple quick comments. There was an op-ed Rand Paul had in the Time magazine and echoes my opinion is that it's time for the government to get out of the business of marriage. My second point is that we're free to call marriage to call marriage anything we want, but to give a mechanical analogy, it's not really true. You know, if you were to ask me to bolt a ledger board to the side of your building so you can hang a deck off of it, and I go out there and I drill a hole and I put a bolt in, and then I climb under your house and I drill some other holes and I put some bolts on the other side, and then I don't attach the nuts, and I say, well, that's, you know, they're married up. That ledger board's married up to your house. Well, it isn't. You know, you can call it anything you want. But marriage is between, you know, the male and the female. It's just a biological fact.
So your point is let the Supreme Court call it whatever it is. It's not going to change what it really is?
Yeah, it is what it is. And I can say I'm a rowboat. but I'm not a rowboat. You know,
yeah,
and anybody
that
tries
that's what is so illogical to me of the Supreme Court decision, because I use a similar analogy at the beginning of the show. Look at a hammer and say it's a hammer, and if you say no, it's a screwdriver, you say, no, it's a hammer, for crying out loud. But Bishop Kagan put it this way: it's for who defined a marriage to define marriage, and if you didn't define it, you can't change it. So we're out of time, but I appreciate your call, and thanks, by the way, for all the calls, questions, and comments today. We appreciate it. Ag Day tomorrow on the program with our friends from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Looking forward to that. God bless you, one and all. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Looking for the perfect gift for the farmer and the family? Give him a perfect day in the fields thanks to Border Plains Equipment. With everything he needs, from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with a Case IH pressure washer. Plus, earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases too. Hurry into Border Plains Equipment in Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana before June 30th and ask about this special offer from Border Plains Equipment.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In 1 week, our car broke down and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.